Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Absolutely love it when I have company in the studios and the Volunteer State Mass Choir. They're back with a brand new song called Waiting on You. Now, since the last time I've spoken with Jeffrey Wilford of the Volunteer State Mass Choir, they have taken off all over the country, all over the nation, and all over the world. So after this song, I'll catch up with Jeff. He's on his way to the studios right now, and we will talk about the favor God has placed on them. This is Real Gospel.
Sometimes life gives us problems that we don't have answers to. In those times, I don't move sudden, but I choose to rest in you. Waiting. Waiting on you.
know gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I always enjoy having company in the studios and returning as a guest. He's no stranger to you all, the one and only Jeffrey Wilford. Thank you for returning as a guest on Real Gospel.
Thanks, man.
Yes.
It's a pleasure being here.
Yeah, you got talking today. You'll get, get into the mic. There all you go, right, like you do when you're ministering.
Right.
You know,
when
you get the microphone in your hands. You know what? I just thought about it. I really, 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 really have to say thank you for having me as part of your Dove Showcase.
It was an honor.
Last year. I mean,
yes,
I just really appreciate it. I really do.
Yes, sir. We look forward to having you back this year.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. It's coming up. It's coming up in October.
Okay.
It'll be here before you know it.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's right around the corner. But I'm not sure if we actually have spoken since then, but I just really appreciate it, and I appreciate the opportunity. And you're doing a tremendous thing for the city of Nashville. The artists were extremely happy to come and just have a place where they... What was sort of the idea? How long have you been doing that?
Well, the Nashville Welcome to Nashville Dove Showcase has been going on. It's been our fourth year.
Okay.
Yeah, so we started off as like a welcome concert.
Mm-hmm.
For just local artists.
Yeah.
But then we opened up for national and regional artists, and it took off like wildfire. And so they come in, they call, they've been calling already, texting, emailing, so they're ready to come back again this year.
Yeah. So let me. I know we'll talk about the song in just a second, but so what was the first? How did you? What was the idea? What caused you to say let's do this?
Well, like I said, I wanted to do something local for the local artists. For leading into the Dove Showcase, leading into the Dove Awards, because sometimes we notice that the Doves didn't see a lot of us.
Us,
We wasn't a lot of us. Our faces on the Dove Showcase, on the Dove Award Show, actually. But now they're doing the slogan is Better Together.
Oh.
And so you see us kind of trickling in there a little more now.
Gotcha.
But at the same time, we wanted to make sure that we represented.
Yes.
So this was our part.
Yes.
Of Dove.
I got to tell you, man, that was extremely awesome because I think, are you getting sponsor dollars? Is it picking up and sort of, are they starting to recognize your work?
Slowly, yes, sir.
Yeah,
it's a process.
Yeah, so I'm just throwing that out there so that they know. But I do foresee that coming in the future as you continue to do this.
Amen.
And I just want to keep you encouraged in that particular lane, because that lane is all yours.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you've been doing it, and it was professionally done. The artist, you've built a reputation, and so now... what's the only two things left now is, like I said, for those sponsor dollars, for maybe you can partner with the official Doves, and from there just continue to hit the ground running, my brother.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward to it.
Amen. So you've got a new song, Waiting on You, and I have to tell you, man, you've done it again.
Yes, sir.
You've
we're excited.
Done it again. Come on, man.
Yeah, we're excited.
Who's writing this? Who's coming up? Because you're so quiet and low key.
Yes, sir.
Who's doing all this?
Well, actually, Waiting on You was wrote by Trey Corley. Trey Corley. He's from TBN.
Okay.
He's worked with Donnie McClurkin.
Okay.
Ty Tribbett.
Uh-huh.
So he's well known on the Christian side.
Gotcha.
Yeah, on the other side. So
gotcha.
We kind of, so you can recognize the song has a little different flavor than the traditional sound that we usually get from Volunteer State Mass. But it's gonna be a good one for us. We felt like this song could really, the diversity, the sound could you could sing it Sunday mornings across seas in Japan, Africa, wherever.
Yeah.
We believe it's gonna break down some boundaries.
Got you. So let me ask you, because you again, a lot of people, it's sort of like to describe you for the listeners who are outside of Nashville, those who are listening in areas like Japan and Australia and the Bahamas, just all over where they're listening to us right now, they don't know who you are. You've developed here in the city of Nashville, where we are right now in Nashville, Tennessee, you have developed a sort of like a iconic following.
Yes, sir.
Your reputation is growing and growing. But outside of the city of Nashville, it's also growing because of the success of your last CD project.
Amen.
And so Tell the listeners a little bit about what you do.
Sure. Jeff Wilfred, I'm a humble, small guy from Katy's, Kentucky.
That's right, Katy's.
So I'm a country boy at heart. Uh-huh. So been in Nashville probably about 20 years now. Uh-huh. Started in the school system and worked there and kind of got burned out in the school system. Trying to solve all the problems of the world, and I couldn't do it. So I came out of it and opened up my my business called Eastside Gospel Music Store. Yeah. And we've been in business for 16 years.
Okay. You still there?
Still there.
Okay.
Yeah, we're at 3536 West Hamilton.
Okay.
Well, off of Crawford Pike.
Okay.
So everybody know I'm still the only mom-pop store left.
Did you move?
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought, because I was looking. I was in that area, East Nashville, not too long ago. So I'm going to have to come check you out and come patronize your business, for real.
Yes, sir. We're right off of West Hamilton.
Okay.
Kind of like the border area.
Gotcha.
So everybody knows the mom pop store is really gone.
Yeah.
But we're still standing.
Yeah.
We're standing by the grace of God.
Yeah.
You can't go to some of those places.
Yeah.
Walmart and ain't no Kmart no more, and all the record stores, they're gone.
Yeah, they are.
They're gone because everybody is streaming.
That's right. Downloading.
Downloading and streaming. So what we did, we added some more products in the store for like such as ties.
Yeah.
Shirts, bow ties.
Yeah.
Hats, caps, and
so
we kind of let that spice up our inventory,
gotcha.
Get people in, and still help them come in and make it flourish,
okay.
Make it worth coming out.
I tell you what, to get them in that store, get you some lady hats.
Yes,
sir. Those first lady hats. First lady hats up in there.
So we're still in it. We're not good. We're not stopping.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Good. So on the music end, how are you finding the material? Who's writing? Are you a writer yourself?
No, sir. I don't do a lot of writing.
Okay.
Everybody, it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
I got some stuff back in my that I've kind of written a little bit, but nothing heavy.
Yeah.
Our last project was entitled "The Gospel of Tennessee."
Yeah.
When we definitely used all local writers.
Wow.
We used Ceddie P.
Shout out to Ceddie P.
Ceddie P. William Carter.
That's right, William.
Fresh Oil. So that's the song that kind of took off for us. And this time we use Trey Corley, once again, like I said.
Okay.
He produced it and wrote the song.
Yeah.
Waiting on You.
Gotcha.
Sir.
I'm trying to think of her name. I can see her face. Her last name is Hall. First name, her husband is Leo Hall. She's saying, I'm not sure if she's on your project, but I know she works with Ceddie P, but it'll come to me in a second, but. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to figure out if she's part of your ministry, part of your choir, because who are the people that are sort of that make up your choirs?
Sure. Volunteer State is Mayor.
Cheryl Hall, that's what I was thinking about.
Okay.
You know Cheryl Hall?
I don't know her.
Okay.
Yeah, I may know her face.
Okay.
I may know her face. Yes, sir. Volunteer State is made up of 40 members throughout the state of Tennessee.
40?
40. We have 40 members. Yeah, 40.
Yeah.
From the state of Tennessee. Members travel from Clarksville.
Yeah.
Jackson, Tennessee, Murfreesboro, you name it, West Tennessee, a couple more smaller towns, Springfield, so they travel into Nashville. Nashville's the hub for our rehearsal and most kind of like the headquarters where we do most of our activities.
Gotcha.
But it's been an experience for us.
Gotcha.
We have enjoyed the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody loves coming to Nashville.
Yeah.
To our rehearsals there twice a month.
Yeah.
They don't miss a beat. They don't miss a beat. So we enjoy it.
That's a blessing.
It is a blessing.
So has it become easier now that you've got momentum going and you've got a hit CD out there?
Yes, sir. It helped. It helped. Because we struggled. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
we struggled
for
a couple of years. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, man, what am I getting myself into?
The vision, right?
Yes,
because
sir.
People
yes,
are trying sir. To, you're trying to get people to buy into the vision of it. And then they're like, well, I don't know. You keep, you know, you're trying to crack the whip per se. And then, you know, but like I said, this last project was just phenomenal. Oh my gosh.
Yes,
I don't want to say were you surprised by it, but I mean, what were your thoughts as you continue to see the CD project just like song after song continue to just take off all over the country?
Right.
What were your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts on it, to start with, we wasn't planning on doing a national recording.
Yeah.
We were doing a local project.
Yeah.
We were going to do one or two songs.
Wow.
And then something happened. That thing just turned around for us. And somebody somewhere got a hold of the CD.
Yeah.
It hadn't stopped.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, people are still calling, requesting songs from that CD, asking for sheet music and things of that nature. So we sell sheet music to all our songs.
Wow.
And so it's doing really well.
Yes, yes.
So it's the CD. The CD is a phenomenal CD.
Is
it's a great,
it? Oh, wow,
it's a great choir church uh-huh. CD. Mm-hmm. And some people maybe in Nashville don't even have it yet.
Yes.
If not, we welcome them to get it.
Yeah,
it's a great CD.
They will.
Yes,
it's one of those projects that will continue to sort of just live. Live on.
Yes, sir.
It'll just, you'll always come across somebody that doesn't have it,
mm-hmm.
and that'll be a new customer. It's just how it is.
Right. Yes, sir.
But so Waiting On You is available now. And so for the listeners who haven't, they have heard it on Real Gospel here for the past couple of weeks. So shout out to Jerry Silvers. You have a great management team
Amen.
That's helping you promote it and push
awesome
it.
Awesome job.
Been knowing that brother since I was like 18, 19 years old. Wow.
Yes, sir. He's down home, Clarksville also.
That's right, man.
Yeah, so we're country
man,
guys.
Man, yeah. Because I was stationed at Fort Campbell.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Yeah. But I want to encourage the listeners to continue to support you, Waiting On You. And is there anyone that we should be looking out for on this project that we haven't heard of? Somebody that's on the rise?
Sure. Waiting On You, we have a lead
uh-huh.
out of the Clarksville area. Her name uh-huh. is Nicole McKee.
Okay.
And she's awesome. She's an awesome woman of God. She will sing you
under
the pews.
Okay.
Yeah, so look out for her. She's going to be doing some more things. So she does a tag uh-huh. at the end of the song.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's really awesome. Awesome
See,
job.
Y'all just got a nugget. So is she going to do more work on the forthcoming project?
Yes, sir. Yeah, she'll be doing some more stuff. She get
okay.
a chance, get opportunity to showcase our talent a little more.
Okay.
She has a little tag at the end of it.
Okay.
But the song basically is a choir song.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of lead,
yeah.
but she has a little tag at the end
gotcha.
Of the song that
gotcha.
Does real well.
Gotcha. I'll quit right there because when you have over 40 people, once you call one name, so it wasn't his fault, you all.
Right.
I asked that question, so put it on me.
I know how it is.
I
shout out to the whole choir. The whole choir does an
That's
awesome
right.
job.
Yes,
they do.
Amen.
I love them. They love me, I hope.
Yeah, so Jeff, tell all the listeners how they can find out more about you, how they can pick up the new single, Waiting On You, and also how they can get the last project. How can they find you?
Sure. Actually, you can find our music at volunteerstatemasschoir.com.
Uh-huh.
You can find us on all social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just put in Volunteer State Mass. It will come right up. And if you need the old project, which is entitled The Gospel of Tennessee, 3536 West Hamilton. If you need a hard copy, you can come by the store and get it. And then also, the hard copy is still online at all the outlets, iTunes, Google Play, CD Baby. Our stuff is out there everywhere.
Amen.
And actually, Waiting On You will be released to the world on Friday the 26th. April 26th is when it will be released to the digital downloads. All the radio stations already have it,
yes.
are playing it, but
Amen, amen, amen. You want to give a shout out to anybody?
Shout out to everybody, my family and friends back in Clarksville and Hopkinsville, Cadiz, Kentucky, and Nashville. God
amen,
bless you.
Amen. Oh, you know what? You've got to shout out your pastor and your church family.
Sure. Yes, sir. My pastor, Rev. James Turner, New Hope Baptist Church.
That's right.
Love him dearly.
That's right. So you all continue to support this wonderful man of God who is doing a tremendous work for the body of Christ. If you have not heard of Jeffrey Wilford and the Volunteer State Mass Choir, I urge you to Google him, to do a search for him, check out their music. I'm not just saying this because he's a friend, but I'm saying this because you will be extremely blessed having come across this great music. And my brother, my friend, much continued success for you. I see nothing but continued doors opening for what you're doing. You are a trailblazer for what you're doing here in the city of Nashville and beyond. And thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Amen. Thank you for having me, X.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.